Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about anxiety relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, you're speaking on this in the community here in Indianapolis. And, you know, it's something close to your heart. There is an epidemic here in the United States on drug addiction, prescription drug addiction. You know, they're linking that to heroin addiction, you know, that it starts in our medicine cabinets, and people are stressed out.
Right.
Stressed out.
You know, the amount of drugs that the Americans are taking is just astronomical. Mm-hmm. We consume 80% of all the pain pills.
In the world.
In the world. Mm-hmm. We have 5% of the population. Mm-hmm. 80% of all the pharmaceutical profits are made in the United States.
Hmm.
Anxiety of medication, of course, is one of the biggest areas of profit. And when you're talking about drugs, pharmaceuticals, you know, we're not, you know, just completely against those.
Right.
But, you know, to understand that there is a different way and to strike a much better balance in healthcare is really one of the things we're trying to promote.
Mm-hmm. More of a balance.
Right. More of a balance.
The scale's kind of tipped and it's
right.
Getting to be a crisis.
A good balance for healthcare is about 80% of all healthcare delivery should be structure function.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% should be pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals, you know, they kill 220,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's properly prescribed pharmaceuticals,
mm-hmm.
Let alone all the other different types of problems that they are causing. If you are taking a pharmaceutical, the only way that they can be classified as a pharmaceutical is if they do harm to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, understanding a pharmaceutical, knowing when it's proper to get off of it as quickly as possible is one of the major things that we talk about in here, and that there are excellent alternatives to approaching things just in a pharmaceutical way.
And that's what we're going to talk about, is those alternatives, you know,
alternatives,
anxiety
yes.
relief without drugs. But before we go on, and many of our longtime radio listeners know this, but we just want to, let's talk about the health care models that we have, the disease care and the structure function care, and how important you see that those two work together.
Sure.
So Dr. Prather, what is the difference between disease care and structure function care?
Well, the FDA divides, so it's not just our idea on the division between the two,
mm-hmm.
structure function care and disease care model. Those are the official government ways of looking at it. And both sides, both the structure function people and the disease care, divide up all healthcare into these two models. So this is a universally accepted viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to throw that in. This isn't just something I'm making up, but this is actually how things truly work.
But people haven't heard, you know, when we have people come into the office, we're educating them on what structure function care is, and they haven't heard that term.
Right.
So, and that's what we feel like we need. We need to get that out there.
We need definitely to educate everyone involved. Structure function care is bringing the body back into homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the basis of it. And homeostasis means in balance. And being in balance is the definition of health. So what I've been told is I'm a health doctor, mm-hmm. because I bring people back into balance, both structurally and functionally.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really how you actually make improvement in people's health. Disease care. Disease is a set of symptoms that they've classified and put a name to it. And those symptoms, you take pharmaceuticals to help with the symptomatology. They don't really fix the underlying issue.
Mm-hmm.
They're not designed to make you healthier. Matter of fact, all pharmaceuticals take you further out of homeostasis. If they didn't bring you out of homeostasis, then they wouldn't be effective. So, and there is a definite time for both of those to be used, but whenever you're using pharmaceuticals, there's always a risk that's involved with it. The more pharmaceuticals that you actually take, the greater the risk. The longer you take a pharmaceutical, the greater the risk of damage that occurs. And all pharmaceuticals are causing damage as you are taking them. There is no exception.
Well, yeah, just watch the commercials on the,
right.
the side effects.
Certainly, because they cause, you know, if they weren't causing damage, then they wouldn't be classified as a pharmaceutical. If it was just a benign type of thing where it was bringing you back into homeostasis, then they would be classified as structure function.
Mm.
So by their very definition, pharmaceuticals are poisons. If they weren't poisons, then they wouldn't be classified as a pharmaceutical.
Wouldn't that be nice, you know, if insurance started covering for non-prescription drugs that don't harm people, like homeopathic medicine and, you know, that.
Yeah, those are actually things that really fix people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've had different types of debates with medical doctors, and they say, well, you know, how do you classify an antibiotic? You know, I mean, that... But all antibiotics take the immune system down.
Mm-hmm.
They cause damage. That's why they can be classified as a pharmaceutical. It's because they do damage to the immune system.
And there are times we need them.
There are very definite
overuse.
Times. Yes.
We're so good at overuse.
Yes, we seem to be a society of overuse.
Uh-huh.
You know, people who go to other countries come back here. It's kind of a culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's just a go-go. Type of a world. We consume 90% of all anti-anxiety drugs here in the United States. You know, mm-hmm. so this is a particular
problem.
As
our pastor said, it's because our seat warmer, only one half of the seat warmer works and the other doesn't.
Right.
So we only get half the bun warm. You know, it's like, or, you know, the other part of the world, you know, we have two cars. And they're put in a garage. I don't even know what a garage is. It's a house for your car. Yeah,
right.
We have houses for our cars. Yeah.
Yeah, and people don't. 70% of the population don't even have a house.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we create a tremendous amount of problems for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're really trying to get the importance of going to a structure function doctor first for a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you do need the pharmaceuticals, we certainly send out people for, we have cardiologists that we refer to, we have gastroenterologists, we have oncologists, but we always encourage people to continue with their structure function care because as they are being treated for some type of major disease where they need pharmaceuticals, they even need the structure function care even more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we're seeing. I can think of three cancer patients that we have right now who are coming in and doing the oncologists are remarkably pleased with how well they're doing, and it's because they're also getting structure function care.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several oncologists say, you know, we just really need somebody working with all of our cancer patients and have someone like you on staff for those just
to keep their immune system
up.
Keep the immune system up.
Keep their health up while they're going through some stress like that.
Mm-hmm.
So really putting that across there and helping people to understand that and what structure function care and the benefits of that.
So what is a good balance between disease care and structure function care?
The good balance on that is you should go to a structure function care basically for your primary health care.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the disease care when your body is no longer working in proper homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when the pathway of where you're going is so downhill so quickly, you need something to shock the body back into proper position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about an 80-20 split, what we were talking about you know, earlier. You know, in the overall picture. And
wouldn't that just
really
change healthcare here in the United States?
Well, they have done this model up in Chicago with 60,000 people. They found a 60% savings. they found 85% less adverse reactions, 85% less surgery, 85% less hospitalizations. Mm-hmm. So it would solve the healthcare crisis, turn America around economically. Mm-hmm. It would change the perception, a lot of the problems that people are experiencing. It could really turn America around in so many different types of ways. And this is an answer that's been proven to be effective. We just need to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, you know, anxiety and stress right now. What is the stress response?
Well, we have two different systems on how the body actually works. Mm-hmm. We have the sympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic hormonal response. And then we have the parasympathetic, which mm-hmm. is a portion of the nervous system and also a endocrine response. And those are the two balances that we have. And just like everything else, they need to be worked, working in balance. Mm-hmm. And when you actually have a stress that occurs, like, I always use the analogy of a tiger enters into the room. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in rest and digest in a parasympathetic mode at that point.
Right.
You know, that's not...
You want to run.
Well,
they climb trees?
that's a very good thing. What happens in an excellent type of a program on that is when you go into the stress response, it shuts down the blood supply to the digestive system, to the immune system, to a lot of the normal types of functionings in the body. And it turns it more to your brain, to your muscles, so that you get into what we would kind of consider a zone. Mm-hmm. In other words, where you operate at a much higher level than you normally do. And as you do that, then you can make quicker, better, faster decisions. You can respond better. Your thinking becomes clearer. And you can kind of figure and say, okay, there's a window over there. I can make it through there. There's a gun over there that I could actually reach. Which one would be the best choice? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I best respond to this to actually alleviate?
And but then, I don't have any windows in my office, Dr. Prather.
Well, that's when the problems actually become a problem.
And so, sometimes you're like on the 30th floor. So
right,
you don't want to jump out the window.
You don't want to jump out the window.
Some people do, but you don't want to.
So, you know, that's the nutshell of it, you know, when you're actually dealing with a stress response. Mm-hmm. And that should be 80% of, you know, a normal type of a healthy type of person operates in about 80% parasympathetic and about 20% sympathetic. If you only have parasympathetic, that's not healthy either.
Yeah.
So it's a balance in life.
All right. When we come back, let's talk more about anxiety relief without drugs. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback. So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also, a good term on that is a lie detector for the body. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation, but everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin. Mm-hmm. You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, matter even to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval for from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about anxiety, relief without drugs. And I just love this topic. You know, it...
It kind of makes me anxious.
A little angst. Say angst.
Angst.
That's okay. My new word. But... we were talking about the stress response, the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain it in more depth, Dr. Prather? You know, you said in the zone. What does that mean to be in the zone?
Well, you know, I like to think about it, life like a sports. Football is
okay.
What I can kind of relate to. You know, you watch a team out there, and when you are in a playing a football game, that's stressful. Tennis for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that you're in some type of athletic endeavor, that's like a stress response in normal everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, you can tell when someone's kind of in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's clicking.
Mm-hmm.
You can just see it out there on the field, the tennis court.
You can see it switching, too.
And you can see it switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see when people have lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about the same situation.
Yeah.
You know, that their situation, their surroundings, everything hasn't changed, but their response has changed.
Mm.
So if things are working right in your life, and you're going through, one, you can really get into that parasympathetic mode. And one of the problems that people have, why their sympathetic system is not responding right, is because they're operating 100% of the time in a sympathetic mode.
I feel that way sometimes.
And it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a good thing, because the body's only made to be in that sympathetic mode about 20% of the time.
In a day. Yeah. When you're driving your car.
Well, that could
that
be
could
one.
Be, that that
so,
could be it.
You know, you're talking about, one, there can be an overload of your system on sympathetic. You never get back into the parasympathetic. It should be a response. And physiologically, these are very, very different types of physiology that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. In other words, there is a totally separate set of hormones that are produced. The nervous system operates completely different. Mm-hmm. Your digestive system, your immune system, all those things operate at a totally different type of a way in each of those types of modes. And there should be a seamless movement between the two, depending on the needs of the body.
Mm, okay.
And as you can do that, or if, you know, it's there are so many different types of mental and physical type of aspects. If you don't have a properly working nervous system, if you don't have a properly working endocrine system, if you have toxicities in your body, all of those can interfere with that movement.
So when does the stress response become unhealthy?
The stress response becomes unhealthy when it is no longer a proper type of a response. So, you know, there is a difference between a zone stress response mm-hmm. and actually being stressed. Because then the body, you're no longer in the zone, but you're actually operating at a different level.
Now, what I like to think, and tell me if I'm thinking correctly, is to be in the zone to me is to be the eye of the storm. Could that be the same thing? Like there could be chaos going on around you, and there
exactly.
When you're in the industry that we're in, mm-hmm. you know, you're working directly with people, you're working with your staff. You know, you have no idea what's going to happen that day when you walk in the door.
Correct.
And so even if there might be chaos going on around me, my zone, what I go to is I need to be the eye of the storm, because in the eye, right, is calm.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps me. Not that I live it out. You can, as my husband can attest to that. Am I following that correctly?
Yeah, that is a very good illustration on that. And when you are talking about the stress, that can actually be measurement. In other words, you can put someone in a stress response and see how they respond. If they are responding properly in a good stress type of way, your cognitive ability is actually increased.
Mm-hmm.
Your reflexes
are
increased.
You're thinking better, clearer.
You're thinking clearer, and that's where you should be in a stressful situation. Your thinking should be extremely sharp,
mm-hmm.
Even faster than what you would think possible. Your responses are automatic on what should be done at the right time. It's actually even kind of like a high. There is actually a chemical response. As a matter of fact, some people get into certain, you know, like you've heard of the runner's high.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of the different people sit there and go and do extreme sports to try to get that high feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a positive.
So you're saying we could do that at work in a stressful situation, get that.
Get that same feeling on that.
Mm.
So
you're going to tell us how to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that, yes.
Okay, good.
But
go ahead.
Then, okay, on the mm-hmm. whole stress type of thing, what happens when things go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, easiest way to see if you're doing an experimental type of study is that your cognitive ability doesn't go up, it goes down.
Oh, yeah. I start forgetting. What did that person just say? Or
correct.
My train of thought goes bye-bye.
That means that your stress response is no longer working correctly.
Mm.
So the first way is that things become stressed, and then things start going wrong. You start getting damage to the endocrine system. The nervous system gets fried.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see physical changes in the body. There's certain tightness that occurs. That there's physiologically changes that start to go wrong. So first you go into what we would call a stress state. Okay, things aren't going real well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking correctly. I'm not into the zone,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I'm working at a better level. I'm actually working at a worse level.
Mm-hmm.
That means something's gone wrong here.
The other thing I do is got to think like a man, okay? Focus on one thing.
Then you go into distress.
Mm-hmm.
And distress means that you're actually doing damage to your body.
Mm.
Then you go into a fight response. You know, you look out there on a football field, and all of a sudden somebody takes a swing at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that going to help the game? No. You're going to get a penalty. You're probably going to get ejected.
Could lose the game for the team.
You could lose the game for the team. Mm-hmm. And it's usually when, okay, we're really getting, you know what, kicked out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden people on the losing team starts doing stupid stuff.
So let's talk about this in a corporate setting.
Of course.
When the boss or supervisor goes into that fight response.
Right.
They're called a bully or...
Right. It can be the fight response can be verbal.
Mm-hmm.
It could be physical. It could be a look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, where you know this is not going to help the situation, mm-hmm. if you're in the zone, you do everything perfectly.
Mm-hmm. And no one does everything.
Well, you know, in other words, you're doing things in a proper type of a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're out there, you're doing your job, you know what it is, you're doing it very well at a better level than what would be expected because of your better response.
So this fight response, you kind of have your dukes up, even if they're internally.
Certainly. And this is actually working down the nervous system. In other words, there are different levels of your nervous system that start to kick in. So you have the zone, you get stressed, distressed, and then you get into the fight response, and that's more in the mammalian brain takes over,
mm-hmm.
where your thinking brain is no longer working. And then, you know, you come to the sidelines in a football game, and the coach says, "Why did you do that?" And you go, "I don't know. It just happened."
Yeah.
It wasn't even a thought-out response. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go from the fight response to a flight response. You run.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next step in that whole stress type of situation. And you can run physically, and you can run mentally.
Could that be when someone goes to drugs or drinking?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting into the drugs, drinking, alcohol, marijuana, all those different types of things, that is the flight response.
Or emotionally just shut down and...
Emotionally went shut down. As a matter of fact, the next step is paralysis.
Hmm.
Where you become paralyzed. I can't do anything. I can't move forward. I can't move backwards. I can't make a decision. I can't take the next step. I had a gentleman came in and he says, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, I used to be a public figure. I'd go up there and talk to people. You know, I would go around. I ran my own business. And he says, I can't even go and ask for a job now. I can't even take the next step. I just want to stay in bed. And he was in a paralysis level. Then it actually goes into mental disease. You know, now you're talking about, actually you can do images on the brain and actually see certain parts of the brain being damaged.
Wow.
So then you get into the mental disease, and then you go into the fetal response, where you curl up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a protective type of a response, and that is actually a very early neurological. Then you can actually go into the catatonic. The paralysis response is what they call the reptilian brain takes over,
mm-hmm.
where you can no longer respond. And what reptiles would do when they felt fear is they would freeze, like a possum.
Mm-hmm.
Possum would actually kind of play dead. And so there's
good.
A paralysis.
I don't like possums.
So you had a paralysis. So there's mm-hmm. actually a paralysis that can occur.
Okay.
Catatonic. And too much stress can actually cause death.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Things just shut down.
Things shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And you start regressing into what portions of your brain actually are working mm-hmm. and which ones aren't. So
I remember seeing someone in that catatonic stage here at our office.
Yes.
It was scary.
It's yeah. scary to see, and that does happen. That's when
mm-hmm.
people go to a stress center. They need some immediate help.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next step is that people can die.
Mm. Okay. When we come back, let's talk more about anxiety without drugs.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available.
TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
You know, doctor's supposed to be such a prestigious occupation, but it's really like one of the only jobs where you have to have your diploma right up there on the wall. It makes him seem so insecure, doesn't it? I really am a doctor, you know. If you think I'm not, just check it out.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about anxiety relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, I'm finding this really fascinating. And let's talk about how structure function care can be of help to anxiety and stress.
Again, there's a thinking about anxiety and stress as always bad, and it's not.
So it can be good sometimes.
It's actually essential for your basic health. Again, everything has to be in balance. Mm-hmm. And if everything's in balance, even our thinking, our nervous system, our endocrine system, and stress occurs, then we have a proper response. So it's a total type of a package. And there can be a lot of things that can actually interfere with that. So one of the things that, and of course, once the system is broken down, you're not going to get a normal response.
What do you mean broken down?
If you're, very good question. let's say you're don't have a properly functioning adrenal gland. That is essential for the response, first off, for a proper response to stress, and then also getting the stress relieved.
So this is a chicken-egg thing.
It's a chicken-egg thing.
Once so something going on physiologically can affect the stress
response. So you can't even do things properly.
Okay, we can use me for an example. Because we're dealing with it right now. I'm high in copper.
Correct.
Copper makes you the big B word. We're not going to say agitated, anxious.
You're not going to have a proper stress response with high copper. Mm-hmm. Because copper changes the hormone balance. It also, if you're looking at electrical copper wires, the higher the level of copper, the faster the electricity goes through it. Mm-hmm. Same as in the body. And if the copper and the zinc are out of balance, then you get too quick of a response for the nervous system. So it's an over-excited nervous system. So that, and an over-excited endocrine system.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an over-excited nervous system.
So instead of going into the zone, I would say, you could automatically go into a fight response. Mm-hmm. Because things aren't working right. One of the things is if your adrenals aren't working well, mm-hmm. You wake up at 3:30 in the morning and you're totally awake. That's called a cortisol rush because you aren't responding correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an already broken down nervous system, endocrine system, then you are never going to have a proper stress response. And if you have not been responding to the stress properly, then you can actually break it down, or there could be some other physiological things, like we were talking about, not just copper, but a calcium-magnesium imbalance. It could be a situation where you also have a high mercury, lead. Any of those things will throw off a proper stress response.
So people, if they're in that fight mode or in that sympathetic mode a lot, need to get blood work, and like for me, what shows up, the copper zinc ratios, is a hair analysis.
Certainly. For the guy who was in paralysis, there were certain things that were automatically broken down with him. His nervous system wasn't working right, endocrine system. Along with that, his digestive had failed, his immune system was dropping, his pH in his body was off, and all those things can be seen in lab tests and exams.
Mm.
In other words, I can do an exam on someone and tell them whether they are stuck in an abnormal sympathetic response.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also see that on the blood work. And 80% of everybody who comes in here is in that mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, where where they have a broken down endocrine system. It's something that we create ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Through how we live and how we eat and how we think.
Well, you can't meditate all day long. I love my time in the morning. I usually get in the Bible, and because you never know, once you leave the doors of your house or even within your house, for many people, unfortunately, you know what that day is going to bring.
Sure, and the way that you renew your body is you get into that parasympathetic mode.
Yeah.
With the rest and digest, and everything gets renewed. Your nervous system gets renewed, your immune system, your digestive system, your hormones all get reset. And you need those times to actually reset yourself, and knowing how to do that is very important.
So you're going to talk about that?
I'm going to talk about that.
Okay. Right now?
I wasn't planning on
okay.
talking about it right this way.
Okay,
so
I want to make sure we get
that
to that
part. That was at the end.
This probably could have been a two-part series, right? So we do here at the Prather Practice Structure Function Medicine. Let's talk, well, before we do that, are there some people more prone to anxiety and stress than others?
Absolutely. There are different personalities. Some people are parasympathetic dominant. Some people are sympathetic dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are sympathetic type A are more prone to all the diseases that are associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are just more prone. Some people have genetic types of factors. You have a genetic factor that actually makes you high in copper.
Mm-hmm.
So you are more prone to stress syndromes than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely...
You're a very parasympathetic.
Parasympathetic individual.
You are, yeah. Here at the office, you might have, you need to see four patients now.
Right.
And you are calm as a cucumber.
Right.
So you're going to tell
cool
us.
Cool as a cucumber.
Oh.
Well, that's okay. Cool as a cucumber. it's a matter of, that. I mean, that's sort of more of a natural state for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if you just, some people, again, have different things that are unhealthy on them, which if your health isn't right, then you really lack margin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really handle the stress like another person could. And we have many ways of actually treating that.
Well, let's talk then about the functional care in treating anxiety.
Okay. Functional care in treating anxiety is, of course, we rebuild the nervous system, rebuild the endocrine system. We also boost up the body's ability for immune system. Everything, getting it working right, is basically what we do. And we have a lot of different types of nutritionals to help to balance out the body. We have herbals that are functionally based, not pharmaceutical. That actually help to renew and rejuvenate the body.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very good for it. We also have flower remedies. which make an immediate difference on people's stress levels. It's really quite remarkable. We also have homeopathics that are excellent along those lines. We give actual glandulars. If you have a low adrenal, we give glandular adrenal, helps to rebuild the system. Thyroid, we get that up in par, pituitary. So we can really look at all the different types of areas, mineral balancing. So we see where the body's off, see what's going to work to get the body healed, rejuvenated, and then get that working right. So functionally, we have over 80,000 different products that we can use. So we even have a wider range of things that are available than actually medically. If we're just looking at homeopathics for anxiety, we have 45. The different 45 different ones that can actually help with anxiety states. And they are extremely effective, and what's nice about it is there are no negative side effects with it. They either work or they don't work.
And I know you're doing a lot more with homeopathic injections. Like for me, we're doing the homeopathic, the copper.
It just works much, much stronger, and we're getting quicker and better results with that.
It's exciting. So anything more? Those are some of the functional cares in treating anxiety.
Sure.
Let's talk about structural care and anxiety.
Chiropractic. Getting the neck set, getting the nervous system, that has a direct effect. We can actually see physically definite changes. People starting to sleep well, they see that effect with the chiropractic. And again, it makes perfect sense because when you're talking about anxiety and stress, it is very much a neurological response. So once you get the stress off the nervous system by putting things in their proper position, then you can actually see a big difference in stress and anxiety. But we have other means of doing that too. Acupuncture. That
I hear that a lot with people.
Oh yeah,
and you're thinking, you know, sometimes you see the sympathetic kick in when they think you're going to put those needles in me, but they're so relaxed.
After we do that, people just are. I mean, people fall asleep. They say, "Wow, that's just like a spa treatment." It's amazing just how I just zoned out and. I've had people, a very interesting thing that I had happen was there was a young man who came in who was sitting in for law boards. And he said, you know, one of the common things that everybody does is they take Adderall while they were doing that. He said almost everybody was.
See that in.
But he says, I really didn't like the effects of that. So he had read online that acupuncture was extremely effective because he had heard that from several sources. I want to give that a try. So I did that once, and pretty soon I had six law students who were studying for the board came in because he had such great results. So it was just an immediate stress release, and then there was that ability to get into that cognitive thinking because they had become so stressed they couldn't think anymore.
Right.
And when you're in that type of situation, it just doesn't work.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about the structured care for anxiety.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body. And it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health and can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile. We gave it to the labs, but they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, you're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile? And I said, yeah, because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are, and if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Don't stop. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about anxiety relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, let's go ahead and finish. You talked about the functional care for anxiety that we provide here at the Prather Practice, and then the structural care. You need both.
It is. They both influence each other, and it's one of the secrets to our success around here, because mm-hmm. we do approach the body from so many different aspects. It has a multiplying type of effect. Mm-hmm. So instead of just dealing with the functional, we also do the structural, and our results are much better because of that.
Right.
And we had talked about the chiropractic and the acupuncture, how effective they are, but we also have something called auricular therapy, which is extremely relaxing and makes a direct effect on the brain. Mm-hmm. We have brain core therapy for those that are really damaged on that and getting that all balanced out. Excellent mm-hmm. for anxiety.
We have a radio show about a month ago that people can get online on our website to listen to that.
Actually, we have a radio show on each of these different areas. Mm-hmm. So if people want to find out more about them, they can get online and actually find those. TMJ. That is a very common type of issue.
Don't we hold a lot of tension in our...
in our jaw. And there's a direct nerve that goes from the joint of the jaw to our emotional center. Mm-hmm. So if you are emotionally stressed, the jaw will actually misalign. Mm-hmm. If you have a misalignment in the jaw, then it affects the emotional and your stress response. Mm. So the two of those, that's a very specific way of having a direct effect on the... stress centers. We do sacrooccipital techniques to help to calm people. It changes, allows people to actually shift over into that parasympathetic. I know at night there are times where you sit there and say, you know, I'm not going to go to sleep, and I do a sacral technique on you and get that relieved, and you can actually feel the calm and usually you're gone.
Right? Yeah. There's a lot of advantages of having you as a husband.
Well, I'm glad about that.
I'll keep you around.
Massage. Mm-hmm. No need to say how that relaxes. And then one of the things is if people are toxic. We had someone who was going through copper detox and just a very definite anxiety. Matter of fact, actually an anxiety syndrome that was occurring because of that, and the detoxification. So we did some diathermy on that, helped with the detox, and immediately she could feel a total relaxation of the body. So all of those different types of ways, and we have more ways of actually treating that, both functionally and structurally.
So how can stress be reduced in your life? I'm sure people are listening and they're like, Dr. Prather, bottom line, and I'm a bottom line person,
bottom
as you know.
Person.
So how can stress be reduced in our lives?
And it's very important to have the mental aspect of this.
Right. We're not trying to eliminate it because you said we need some stress to survive.
Right.
You know,
it's actually
there's good stress but life happens.
Right. It's one of the things, it's okay to have a tiger enter into the room, but oftentimes it's a perception type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if there is a feeling that there's nothing that you can do about it, and let's say that tiger that just entered in the room is your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if that was a real tiger, there are different ways that you can actually deal with that and be able to get out of it. There are acceptable ways. Beating up your boss or leaving the job usually winds up in not having a job.
Mm-hmm.
So people can actually feel like they're stuck. And when they're stuck in a situation where they feel that they have no power, mm-hmm. then that can actually start to that whole stress response where things start to spiral down.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many things that actually create that. One is our perception.
Mm.
Now, if that tiger that's walking in the room, all of a sudden the tiger jumps up on two legs, takes off the head and says, "Surprise, it's me, just playing a joke."
Uh-huh.
You know, then your perception of what was really there wasn't really the truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, if the tiger came in the room and somebody walked behind it and it said, "Oh, this is my pet, he's going to lick you," but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it may not be as big of a deal as what you actually think.
Mm.
And when you're talking about when we get all upset, okay, we're sitting there and we're all upset about finances.
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet, because we can't buy a bigger TV, we can't buy a bigger car,
mm-hmm.
we can't keep up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the majority of the world have a different perception. Am I going to have enough food for today?
Mm.
Am I actually going to have a place to lay my head?
Mm-hmm.
Our perceptions are a huge factor on what mm-hmm. we should actually be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And changing our perception on life.
Yeah. Yeah, our daughter just got back from the Philippines. She mm-hmm. had been there 3 months. And what she saw, and I mean, it's changed her whole perspective.
Certainly.
She said, I needed to get out of the caramel bubble.
So,
you know, we all need to do that. It's our perception. We are rich here in the United States.
And one of the things, I also like to take this into a football game analogy. Okay?
mm-hmm.
One of the things that is very important for getting ready for a football game is your perception, your planning, your preparation, your performance, and your expectations. And having a reality on that. It's a situation where I actually heard some quarterbacks talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you remain calm during those times? And Joe Montana was actually pretty famous along those lines. He was able to engineer a drive for the Super Bowl mm-hmm. at the very final seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes into the huddle and comes up to the guys, and he's starting to talk to them, and he says, "Hey, guys, up on the fourth row over there, isn't that John Candy?"
Mm-hmm.
And the guys sit there and kind of look up there and say, "Yeah, it is." I say, "Oh, hey, cool, that's John Candy up there. And it's amazing that people come and watch us do this." And all of a sudden, he got everybody calmed down. He had changed their perception.
Hmm.
You know, here's the quarterback of a final drive who can sit there and recognize that John Candy is up in the stands up in the fourth row.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of calmed everybody down. You know, it changed their perception. This was not life or death.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually more important to them that John Candy was up in the fourth row than whether they actually got that. And it kind of calmed them down, turned that into more of a zone instead of a distress type of situation where they couldn't perform. So changing your perception on things actually changes your response. And putting things in perspective. Planning. Are you well planned? If you're not planned for the whole situation, then everything's going to fall apart. Do you have the preparation? Do you,
Before you go into a situation.
How's your performance going? You know, do you, are you keeping that? And your expectations. Are you going to die because you lost this football game? No. You know, you have to keep things into, and then there's also something that I like to call the three illusions. And the illusions are, do we actually really have control? Do we really own this? Is this who we really are? And do we really have that much power over a situation? Or are we just in it? So actually trying to think through those things, because oftentimes it's how we're thinking that actually messes things up. If we can just think, change our thinking and realize the reality and the truth of life, then all of a sudden our whole stress response changes.
So you're leaving that with the three illusions: control, ownership, and power.
Correct.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Anxiety relief without drugs.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope.